Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS, KMOX 205. I swear there's a gas leak in here. The last 3 minutes have just been nuts. Wheeler, welcome to your dream. You're the most normal person in this room.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take it. Okay. Well, how am I normal?
No, I'm not saying you're not normal. I'm saying I'm not
abnormal. Oh, you're saying that everybody here is normal. Yeah.
So,
I mean, I don't think Dave's necessarily right or wrong on that, but I know I'm weird, so.
The last 3 minutes. So I bought a bunch of new used hoodies. From men who wore it for years before me, because that's the thing I like to do. And I've lied and said that I had washed it to shut the girls up.
At lunch, I said,
Gazelle
did you wash
turns
it?
Into Perry Mason, and she's like, "You didn't wash it, did you? You didn't wash it, did you?" And I'm like, "Ah!" I said, I put my cologne on it and put it in the dryer.
And I knew you didn't.
I don't know whether she was kidding or not, but she goes, "That's worser." And I'm like, "Okay." And then she's like, Oh my God, they only have 3 potatoes on that grill. What's going on? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then Andrew comes in. I don't know what's up with Andrew today, but in our meeting today, it's like having Willy Wonka as an intern. Right?
That's a good description.
So it takes about 10 minutes. Trish, what are your ideas? Rach, what are your ideas? Andrew, what are your ideas? Let's format the show. And then lately he's been doing this creepy thing, you guys don't leave me hanging, where it's long and I'm like, good, I think we're good. Sounds good. That's called the okie doke. That means it's time to stop what we're doing now. And Andrew just does this. So, how's everyone doing and feeling?
He did it 2 days in a row. Exactly the same.
To me, that wasn't the weird part.
Thank you. I'm glad you're talking.
And we were all just like, fine.
Yeah, Rachel got upset.
Well, and then he goes,
I didn't even answer.
Well, then he did his whole Snagglepuss thing where he's like, well, I just love it when everyone's happy, so I want to see a smile on your face.
I wanted to make you guys smile.
So what if
and
we
I said, you
said
sound
no.
crazy.
Thank you. Like, Thank you.
What would you have done?
Rachel, without looking away from her computer, you sound crazy.
I just went, what was your plan, though? If, like, one of us would have said, no, you know, we're really not feeling good today. What was the next step for
you? Talk it out. What can we do? What can we all do for you? We're all friends.
He said, well, I just want everyone to be happy, and I want to see you smile.
Yeah.
He's not kidding. He wanted each of us to cry.
I just want to make sure everyone's doing okay, and if you're not, we can talk
like
about
that.
It.
That's what he's doing to Snagglepuss.
It's like Stuart Smalley over there.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who that is.
What?
Look it up.
And then... I think I've been sexually harassed because on my hoodie and I'm like, she's like, you know, some guy wore that. No, Rage said in a reasonable way, I think some guy probably wore that. And then this one over here from the streets, she goes, you know, he rubbed it on his junk and sent it to you. Only she didn't say junk.
She said, I hope he did that.
Thank you.
Because she was so mad that you lied about washing it.
Well, because I knew
my coworker
when
said.
He said, yes, I washed it, that it was not true.
Well, the next logical thing is to wish that another man rubbed it on his stuff and sent it to me.
I said sweaty stuff.
Yeah.
We're just clarifying.
Just for the record, guys don't do that to hoodies.
Okay, wait. You're selling a used hoodie.
Yeah.
to some unknown.
A new used hoodie.
A new used hoodie. Like, wouldn't that be funny to do if you know the guy's not washing it?
Like, if I went to Maria Kina and
I mean,
like,
yeah, that is kind of funny.
Hey, to get a new coat? She's like, well, it's used. I'm like, I hope the person who did that rubbed it. It's like, no, I would be fired right then.
I'm never buying something from Trish online.
I'm not selling anything. Don't worry.
The best part about Dave's hoodie is it's not like a collector's edition. It's like a merch hoodie from a pizza place in like Connecticut
it's
or something.
It's a bakery. It's a donut shop.
Okay.
Come on.
And the front pocket, half of it is falling off. And it's
half
his
of
first
it's not.
Wearing it.
I mean,
like, we could go to Old Town Donuts and probably buy one of their hoodies for less than you paid on eBay for that.
What is it about new used hoodies that what
other
is
guy's
it?
Junk?
I mean, why wouldn't you just go get
it's the only way
one?
I can do
He's
it legally
for a whiff?
You put it in the eBay it's special
like
request.
Ah, it's like so that. It's like the fart in a jar thing.
It's like the 90-day fiance.
Is there any way that I can help fulfill any special requests for this eBay order? Yeah, I do have something.
Well, why won't you just
Dear
go get
Hunter
a new
Hunter
one?
5150, I'm interested in your hoodie. I just have one question.
Will you?
If you're not, if
I
you're
see
not
you're
too
asking
busy.
$15.99. What would you say to $38.50? Oh, God.
All
I can't believe all of that came from a hoodie.
Right? Right? Yeah. See? It's worth the price already.
Yeah.
Plus it
I mean, you just got a segment. Yeah.
How about Amy Markscore's reaction to it today? She went down a deep, dark
about
hole.
The hoodie?
That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
So Dave pointed out that he got a new hoodie, and we were all very... proud and impressed. And then he was showing, so we were talking about the color because it's a unique color and it's a nice color.
It's burgundy.
I called it midnight wine, which upset everybody.
I don't mind that.
Midnight wine.
It's more of a Merlot, yeah. But you know.
Yeah.
And then Amy.
Yeah, it's a that's deep,
like,
deep
that's
burgundy.
Like a Victoria's Secret fragrance.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Deep.
You can tell why Chris Myhill gets along so well with Andrew. He was like, midnight wine, what are you talking about? No, Amy's like, that's my favorite color. And yeah. And then she goes, it matches.
It matched everything
she had.
She showed, I think it was like her wallet, her purse, her
it's
shoes.
It's a very in color right now, honestly.
Everything she had was like that, I don't know what you'd call it, sanguine.
Midnight wine.
Midnight wine.
Maroon.
What's the name of that place on your hoodie?
I don't know.
It looks like it says.
No way to know.
Caliari's.
Caliari's.
Caliari's Bakery.
Let's get him on the show.
Yeah, all right.
See. Yeah.
Why not?
It's in Pennsylvania.
They'll probably be like, wait a minute. Does this have a ripped pocket on it?
Only open until right. 5.
How does it smell?
The man who founded this place died in that. Right after he rubbed it on his junk.
What if that's like the golden ticket hoodie and you get like free Caliari's forever?
See, you can't get away from the Willy Wonka thing.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we would laugh at somebody who puts a... hoodie with a ripped pocket. Like, why are you putting that on eBay? Who is gonna buy that? Why wouldn't you just drop
standing
it off
right
somewhere?
Here.
Right?
You, yeah, I mean, you know.
Did you know
you
it had a ripped,
anything on
did
there?
Did you know
no.
it had a ripped pocket when you
no,
bought it?
No, I did
it?
Not.
Did they disclose that?
I don't know, Brad. Look, dude,
I would see.
I bought 4 hoodies and 4 vintage NFL coffee mugs oh. in 8 minutes.
Hey, that's cool.
I just running through the store like, I'll take it.
You got your arm out on the shelf and just pushing everything.
My
in, like,
theory is that Dave would wear new clothes. It's just too much of a pain to log in and out of PayPal for like the Gap website or whatever. So he just buys everything on eBay.
You're not that far off.
I get it.
My theory is he's all logged in, so he might as well buy some stuff there.
Yeah, you know me pretty well.
I would love it if that was like some family's legacy business, Caliari's, and you know they were bidding on that hoodie, and some rando from St. Louis just took it out from under him.
I'll give you $200 right now. Like,
it is family owned. You
yeah,
could
the
be
area,
right.
The area's finest family owned bakery with Italian groceries.
See if they're still open.
Yeah, they are.
Where
they're
are they?
Open till 5
Dubois,
in Pennsylvania.
Dubois, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Or Dubois.
See
all the happiness this hoodie's already brought.
Or it could be Dubois.
I got another new one tomorrow, and I showed the guys a picture because eBay just told me they delivered it, and it's like, what is it? And it says Abercrombie & Fitch track, and I go, it's funny, because that's not really high school, and then Rach goes, you know, we could get you a brand new one right now, but that's not what I want.
It's already broken in this way.
You get it?
Yeah.
They may not even sell those anymore because I don't see a clothing section on their bakery website.
Collector's item.
That could be a collector's
You know, you
item.
Should take a picture of that and make it an NFT.
Nah.
They're like, clearly you didn't buy this off the rack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.